Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. For the first tune on this set, we'd like to play a tune written by the great Charlie Shavers. It's called Undecided. Undecided. Thank you. Now I'd like to attempt to do a solo on a tune written by the wonderful Duke Ellington. It's called In a Sentimental Mood. In a Sentimental Mood.
Thank you. That completes the first set by pianist Hank Jones and bassist Milt Hinton from the downtown room of the Statler Hilton Hotel in Buffalo, New York. We had a chance to speak with both of them between sets, and we began the conversation by asking Hank Jones, who spent several years in Buffalo during the 40s, to talk about his experiences playing and living in Buffalo.
I remember that's when I first went and I met Ray Brown, the bass player. Most is very familiar with in Buffalo here.
Who isn't?
I think C.Q. Price.
Yes,
was that around at the time. And many more. I remember there was a club. I think it was in the Vendome Hotel. I'm not sure.
Vendome
Hotel. It burned down. That's too bad. And I remember at one time, while I was here, Art Tatum came to town. I think he was working at a place called McVan's. And when Art would get off from work and we'd get off from work at the Anchor Bar, we'd all go over to an after-hours spot on Michigan, I believe it was. Oh, no, not Michigan. The street escapes me. But Art would sit there and play from 2:30 or 3 until 12 or 1 o'clock the next afternoon. And I remember that very vividly. I used to lose a lot of sleep just to drive there. But it was well worth it, I would say that.
There was a woman that had a club here. I can't remember her name. Anne Montgomery.
Anne Montgomery,
Anne
yes.
Anne Montgomery. We used to go. I used to come through here with Cab Calloway and used to hang out in there. We used to have quite some sessions late at night in there.
Milt, could you tell us about your years with Cab Calloway?
I spent a generation with him, and it was just beautiful all the way. He was like a father to us, and I just feel as if my life wouldn't have been anything if I hadn't come to that school of Cab Calloway's. He found me in Chicago and brought me to New York, and I stayed in the band 16 years.
Wow.
So you don't talk about a guy that's so good if you stayed in his band 16 years because he didn't have to. He was just really some sort of a human being to work for.
Paid vacations every year.
Paid vacations, yes, he really did. He was the only band I know that paid for vacation, a month vacation every year. And he was born on Christmas Day. Cab was born on Christmas Day. And he always never worked for anybody. He'd give everybody $100 for Christmas, which was like $1,000 now. They were talking about the 30s or the 40s. And your salary and your ticket to wherever you lived. And then back to this engagement. He had a standard engagement to open every New Year's Eve at the Hotel Sherman in Chicago. So no matter if you're blowing all your money like I always did in those days, you had some bread to go home with and had a nice Christmas and a gig to go back to.
Hank, you've worked with some of the greatest vocalists in jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, Johnny Hartman, Billy Eckstein. What's it like, and what did you learn from working with such great talents?
Well, I can say, I can echo Milt's sentiments about his experience working with Cab. I think I learned a great deal working with people like Ella, for instance, particularly with Ella Fitzgerald, and also accompanying the other singers as well, and particularly with Ella, because with Ella, you learn to discipline yourself. I think that an accompanist, the first thing, one of the main things an accompanist has to learn is discipline. You must always compliment the singer. You must play full backgrounds without getting in the singer's way. You have to stay out of the way. And it's essentially the same as accompanying a soloist on an instrument, really, because you learn to play the correct background, a complimentary background. You help, but you don't hinder. And I think working with her really taught me that. And, of course, the other experiences of working with the other singers was more of the same. You mentioned Johnny Hartman in the same breath with Billy Eckstein. I think that's a very good comparison. I think Johnny is an excellent singer who really hasn't reached his full potential.
That's right.
And I might mention another singer, too, in that category, Earl Coleman, whom I recorded with. Excellent singer that enough hasn't been heard from. I wish people like that could do more recording and be heard more.
Yes. Let's just mention Hank, because he's a dear friend. I've known him all of my adult life. You can knock around.
Be careful.
He's without doubt the epitome of a pianist. And everybody, he's sought after by every great artist. I just had the pleasure around December in New York of working and hearing Hank play for Mr. Bing Crosby. And he played for Ms. Rosemary Clooney. And Rosemary did a song tenderly, just piano and voice. And I tell you, I just never heard it. He gave everybody goose pimples every time he played.
I might add that the only reason Milt heard me playing for Bing was because he was working with Bing.
That's Hank Jones and Milt Hinton as they spoke with us between sets in the downtown room of the Statler Hilton Hotel in Buffalo, New York. Now let's rejoin Hank and Milt on stage for the second set.
Little tune entitled My Funny Valentine.
Thank you.
Number, we'd like to pick up the tempo a bit and do a tune called Let's Fall in Love. Let's Fall in Love. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your kindness. With your kind permission, I would like to attempt a ballad on bass. A very beautiful tune associated with Miss Julie Garden, entitled Over the Rainbow.
Milt Hinton, Over the Rainbow. Now we'd like to do a beautiful little jazz waltz written by Johnny Mandel. It's called Emily. Like to feature our drummer Nasara Abide on a number called Cute, featuring the drums.